The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Remember, if you're missing some of our radio broadcast, we are on Spotify, and also you can go to our website, sogmi.org. We have the catalog of the prophetic voice of our time broadcast there. Also, you can join us in our Sunday services via live stream. We are on YouTube. And if you can do this for me, subscribe and like us, okay? We are on YouTube, or you can go directly to our website, sogmi.org, and click live stream. Don't forget, sogmi.org. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, please be reminded that this Sunday, March 28th, is the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. We call it Passover week. It is not Easter week. Bunny did not go to the cross for us, okay? It is Jesus, our Passover lamb. And Christians are commanded by our Lord to celebrate the Passover in remembrance of Him. We take communions that is a celebration of the Passover dinner that Jesus had with His disciples before He went to the cross. Don't tell me that it is the law, only the Jewish people are required to celebrate this. No, Jesus celebrated the Passover with His disciples. The disciples celebrated the Passover afterwards. If you are a disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you are a believer of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you are born again Christian, you are required or you are commanded to celebrate the Passover. Jesus said, when you do this in remembrance of me. And if you're going to study, if you're going to research the Passover celebration of our Lord Jesus Christ or the Last Supper, He broke tradition. So the tradition for a Christian to celebrate the Passover is in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. I think this is NIV. Get rid of the old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed. Therefore, let us keep the festival not with the old yeast, the yeast of malice and wickedness, but with bread without yeast, the bread of sincere and truth. What festival was Apostle Paul talking about? The festival or the Feast of Unleavened Bread or the Passover week. So you need to celebrate it. And if you don't know how, just prepare something in your home and you can watch us live stream. We are live streaming at around 6:30 at sundown. And you can go to our website, sogmi.org. Or if you want, you can email us or you can send us a message that you will be joining the Passover via live stream. No, you cannot come to celebrate it in person. We are full. We limited the number of people to about 30, the core team. And no, you are not invited. But you can join us if you're celebrating the Passover for the first time. You can go to YouTube or our website because Joshua and Nicole have posted a list of things on how you prepare the Passover. If not, crackers will do and boiled egg and some cilantro or celery and some apples, okay? But you and I are required to celebrate the Passover week. Remember, this Sunday, March 28th, is the first day, all the way through Saturday, April the 3rd, at sundown. We will be celebrating the Passover via live stream at sogmi.org on Friday, April the 2nd, at 6:30 p.m. You are invited to join us then, okay? And not in person. We continue to pray every night except for Wednesday and Saturday night and Sunday at our facility for 1 hour. And the Spirit of the Lord continues to move. Last Monday, the Lord gave me a vision of outpouring of rain coming down heavy upon the group. As you know, revival is already here. And as we prepare for the greatest move of God that's never been recorded in the history of the church, we need to get ready for it. That's why we've been praying for more than 2 months now. We're going on our third month. We're going to postpone it for the week of March 28th through April the 3rd because it's a Passover week. I want each and every one to meditate on what the Lord did on the cross and thank Him for your life. At the end of this broadcast, I'm going to pray for you. I want you to receive it, trust it, and testify when you receive your healing. There are people already that have been healed by the Lord through this broadcast, and I want you to be the next one, okay? Sickness and disease and affliction, whether you deserve it or not, it is not God's will, and we are after God's will. So I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to cover some teachings about healing and how we need to get trained in this broadcast, so stay tuned. But I want you to celebrate Passover. Friday, April 2nd at 6:30 p.m. via live stream, sogmi.org, or you can celebrate it starting Sunday all the way through Saturday. You know what to do. So the great outpouring, we received a prophecy that I released even in this broadcast that the week, several weeks before the Passover, there will be major shift in our government and even in this country. But don't try to assume things, okay? Believe God and trust Him. He's going to do things in perfect ways in His perfect timing. It will benefit all of us. It will glorify His name and it will benefit us. Messengers also. Believe and trust Him. So we've been praying for that and we really can sense the presence of the Holy Spirit. And with me, it became the new normal. I don't like the lockdown. That is not a new normal for me. But a new normal is having the presence of God manifested 24/7. Not unless I was not paying attention, okay? But every time I pay attention and talk to God or include Him, His presence is manifesting. And the same anointing that I have, you already have. You just need to take into action, okay? So believe that the move of God is already here. That is why I'm focusing this radio broadcast to praying for you and sometimes give you a word of knowledge from the Lord. I'm just being led by the Holy Spirit because I know that this revival will manifest all over the world. And I will be sent out to other parts of the world that training and empowerment is needed by the body of Christ there in that particular country or countries. So it is important for you to receive your healing through this radio broadcast because the time might be coming and very, very soon that the prophetic voice of our time will be aired overseas, but not here. As I said before in the previous broadcast, we have limited resources and we are not on the radio to get you to give. It will be so awesome if you started appreciating this ministry and help us out so that we don't have to cut back on any of our outreaches. But it is needed overseas because here we have 24/7 prayer line and the prophetic voice of our time is just one of them. I'm just telling you in advance because I am ready to move. I am ready to obey once the Holy Spirit will tell me what needs to be done. You need to take your post, my dear brothers and sisters, so that you will not have any regret. The presence and the move of God is already here and it's about to manifest once a certain number of people, leaders and ministers that are called nameless, faceless people, already have increased their number and are already trained. and ready to evangelize and heal the sick, cast out demons with signs and wonders following them. Let it be one of you, because I believe that before I check out on this earth, I'm going to see it manifest, and I am doing my best to see it manifest for the glory of God and for the benefit of all people, especially the American people and the Filipino people, in which that's where I was born, okay? So I saw the vision of the outpouring of rain coming from heaven upon the group. And the group, I never seen them so hungry and excited for the things of God. And that's an answered prayer for me. I repeat, the great move of God is here and now, my dear brothers and sisters, and it's time for you to catch the flow, plug in to what God is doing. So since God is moving, the Holy Spirit is manifesting miraculous healings, and it is time for you to receive your healing at this broadcast today. Don't just rely on the doctors. If you're using doctors and taking medication, you pray that God is going to use the doctors and give them wisdom how to treat you. And for the medications that you're taking, ask the Holy Spirit and then pray that there won't be any adverse side effects as far as you're concerned. That is okay. And for those who believe that they're going to walk their healing without any medication or without seeing the doctor, both, whether you see a doctor and you believe God and you pray to God to intervene on your behalf, or if you walk it, they're the same exercise of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ, as long as you include Him, that He be the Lord of everything that you're doing, every decision that you make. So don't feel so righteous if you're walking your healing with no doctors. At the same time, if you're using the doctors and medications, don't feel condemned. It is the same Lord, the same great physician. Now, if your healing is not fully manifested, continue to thank God. Continue to trust Him and believe. This is your act of faith. You act healed, you think healed, you dress healed. And when your complete healing is 100% manifested, you now have the anointing to pray and heal the sick like you once were. The same anointing that I got, you got. God does not play favorites. What is the difference then? I have been allowing God to teach me, to discipline me, and I have been training myself to obey and not to lean on my own understanding. When I started processing the things of God, which are spiritual, in my own mind and use rationality, that is when I step out of the will, out of faith, or the timing of God. And I get myself in trouble every time. So I stop doing that. Now I have the anointing to tell you, stop it. You cannot rationalize and reason the things of spirit. The things of spirit are spiritually discerned. They must be received by faith and they must be obeyed with corresponding action. Not just talking about it, but acting on it. That's why I say, you act healed, you think healed, you dress healed. But I always stand up. When I get myself into trouble, I always shake things out of myself, out of my own mind. I'll continue to move forward. That is what you need to do. In Hebrews chapter 5, verse 11 through 14, it addresses this, modern English version. Verse 11. Concerning this, we have so much to say that it is hard to explain since you have become hard of hearing. We need to confess and profess now that you're going to hear the voice of God. You're not going to harden your heart. That is correction. Verse 12. For though by now you should be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God and have come to need milk rather than solid food. You know, many Christians, you have to give them some leeway because the churches
all over
were conditioned and were made to believe that they only need to go to the church, stop sinning, and depend on the pastors to feed them every week or twice a week, to pray for them, to minister to them, and tell them what needs to be done. If that is the case, my dear brothers and sisters, then Jesus plays favorites, and I am one of his favorites. No, that is not the case. It is time for the body of Christ to realize who we are in Christ Jesus, just like I said. The same anointing that I have, I told the congregation, you have it too. You just need preparation and training. So I'm giving you a hard time right now through this radio broadcast because I want you to get it too. The same anointing that I have, you have the same anointing. I don't care whether you're sick right now, continue to move forward. It is not the will of God for you to be in pain. It is not the will of God for you to be depressed. It doesn't matter what you did or didn't do. That is not the will of God. And the compassion of God is all over you now. So it's time for you to get healed. Let me read it again. Hebrews chapter 5, 11 through 14, Modern English Version. Concerning this, we have so much to say that is hard to explain since you have become hard of hearing. For though by now you should be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God and have come to need milk rather than solid food. Everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a baby. But solid food belongs to those who are mature, for those who through practice, I have been practicing. For those through practice have powers of discernment that are trained to distinguish good from evil. So I have distinguished that no matter what bad things you did and you are now tormented and you are now in pain, God has mercy on you because he loves you. And you don't deserve it because he took it upon the cross so that you don't have to. All he wants us to do is to what? Share the gospel of good news and make disciples of all nations. And he said that you will be arrested, but don't worry on what you're going to say because the Holy Spirit is going to teach you. It means to say that no matter what challenges we have, once we obey the Great Commission, the Holy Spirit is right there with us. He will empower us. He will preserve us. He will strengthen us so that we can go through the challenges of our times. This is how wonderful our Savior Jesus Christ is. And we discover his goodness every day, as I am. Some Christians are sick because of bitterness and unforgiveness in their hearts. Yes, I'm addressing you. It is time for you to let go. Move on. I know, and God knows, that the hurt, the afflictions, and the torment that you're experiencing right now are very real. But you don't have to be in that state. Once you forgive in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, and once you forgive yourself, you are heading towards a brighter future, a better tomorrow. Okay? So let go. Forgive those, whether they deserve it or not, but you deserve to be well. You deserve to be free from torment. So in the name of Jesus, I admonish you to let go of your fear, let go of your past, and forgive them as Jesus forgives you. And you will see how once you release them, God is going to deal with them and get them saved. Some, yes, are sick because of sins. Or a lot of times, the food that we eat, our lifestyle. But who cares right now? You are sick. You need healing. Those that have unforgiveness in their heart, I receive it by faith that you are already forgave and will continue to forgive until it stops hurting. And for those of you who didn't take care of your body and now you're being punished for it, your body and Satan are punishing you, but not Jesus. It is the will of God that you have life and have it abundantly and be in good health as your soul prospers. If you made some mistakes, repent before God, make corrections, then move forward. Don't ever look back. The Lord Jesus will not punish you because of your lifestyle. The Lord Jesus will not punish you because you ate too many pancakes, too many sausage, and barbecue. We are in Texas, home of barbecues, chicken fried steak with lots of gravy, bacon, and sausage. Receive your healing right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come against all forms of cancer and diabetes. In the name of Jesus, I command you to leave my brother's and sister's physical body right now. In the name of Jesus. For those that have terminal illnesses, that is not difficult for God. In the name of Jesus, I bind the spirit of death and I loosen forth life. I command the bad cells in your body to be expelled, and I command your good cells to regenerate yourselves in the name of Jesus. I command your internal organs function the way you were created to function. For livers, regenerate right now in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for healing all skin diseases. I thank you, Lord, for those who are believing you. I thank you for 2020 vision. I thank you, Lord, for a perfect normal blood pressure. I thank you, Lord, for healing and manifesting their healing of all kinds of skin diseases in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for the blind eyes to receive their sight and for the mute to receive their speech in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for any missing body parts to be replaced with new ones in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, this is the time and the hour that you're moving supernaturally on the face of the earth. This is because you love your people. This is because of the seeds that this country has sown all over the world. I thank you, Father. And for those that are overseas, that are listening to this radio broadcast, receive the manifestations of your healing. God has a need of you to receive your healing by faith so that you can lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. All for the glory of God, for the benefit of His people, and for your own benefit as well. In your hearts and mind, my dear brothers and sisters, those that are born again, in our hearts, there is a sense of greatness that we want to be used mightily by God. So now, let us forsake our own desires and our own ambition, and let us focus on Jesus' desire, His plan, and His perfect will for our lives and for His people. And once we take care of what concerns Him, He will take care of everything that concerns us. And I bind the spirit of lack and poverty from God's people in the name of Jesus, and I release an abundance. I thank you, Lord, that you have already opened the windows of heaven to bless your people. And I thank you, Lord, that those who want to move forward and are moving forward, and those that are preaching the gospel, thank you, Lord, for the supernatural manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence. I thank you, Lord, that you're going to help us to watch our mouths so that we will not sin against you. And I thank you, Holy Spirit, to teach us and to continue to guide us so that we can guard our hearts with all diligence, because out of it comes the issue of life. And I thank you, Lord, that we will bring forth life, prosperity, and blessings upon your people. And I thank you, Lord, that may we never, ever forget that it is your kindness that brings people to repentance. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And everybody says, amen and amen. Now stand tall, my dear brothers and sisters. The time is at hand. This is the day of your promotion. This is the day of your deliverance. This is the day of your prosperity. Amen. And don't forget to testify and glorify God. And whatever you receive, you impart it to others in Jesus' name. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.